During a meeting of the UN Security Council yesterday in New York, both Serbia and Russia rejected the United Nations' most recent assessment of the situation in Kosovo. Will Taylor has this report.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon signaled on Friday that he will press ahead with a plan to gradually cede key UN roles in Kosovo, despite opposition from Serbia and its big power ally Russia. The plan will hand over certain powers to the Kosovo authorities and a 2,200-strong European Union police mission still waiting to deploy. The Security Council remained split after a debate over the future of the former Serbian province, which declared independence in February. But Russia said the international presence there could be agreed through talks with Belgrade. Because of the long-standing division in the Council, Ban put forward his own plan last week to reconfigure the UN administration that had run Kosovo since the NATO bombing which drove out Serb forces in 1999. Still, Mr. Ban recognized that the situation remains extremely complex.
Kosovo has made significant strides in moving beyond conflict toward peace, in creating and consolidating democratic governance institutions, and in creating the foundation for a viable economy. Not everything has been achieved, but we have come a long way, and we must be sure that with these latest changes in the situation, we do not lose what has been gained with so much effort.
Winding up the council debate, Ban stood by his plan, which he said he was authorized to implement by the UN Charter and by the last Security Council resolution, which was passed 9 years ago on the issue. However, Serbia and Russia say any change in the UN role must be approved by the Security Council, where Moscow holds a veto. Western countries, most of which have recognized Kosovo, disagree. I'm Will Taylor.